But Matthew, chapter 4, Mishnah 11, ain't ma'arvin peris v'peris. So one may not mix produce with produce. And this is listing from the previous Mishnah things which are forbidden because they constitute fraud. So mixing produce or produce with produce refers to a case where a person says, I'm selling you the produce of this field. He's not allowed to mix it together with produce from another field. Because he specified that it comes from this field, he's not allowed to mix it up. Afile chadashim b'chadashim, even if both types of produce are new, and it's not necessary to say new with old. And apparently the old produce over there was better than the new produce. And so if he said to his fellow he's going to give him old produce, he certainly can't mix in new produce, says the Mishnah. In truth, for wine, they permitted the mixing of hard with soft, because this improves the wine. So when it comes to selling wine, a person can mix in hard and soft wine, meaning strong wine with wine which is less strong, because this improves the wine. And there's just an interesting side point over here that the Mishnah said be'emes, in truth, and the Gemara over here learns out that whenever the Mishnah says be'emes, in truth, what follows is the halacha, because the Mishnah gives the reason. And in that kind of structure, that is the law, says the Gemara. Ein ma'arvin shimra yain b'yayin, one may not give sediment of wine, mix it in with wine. So he can't, if he's selling wine, he can't like mix in sediment. Avol noisen lo es shmarav. But what he can do is if he's pouring wine from his container into the client's container, the purchaser's container, and some sediment goes with, so that is fine. That can be included, but he can't take sediment from somewhere else and put it in. Mishnah is Arif Man Biyeno, someone who mixes in water with his wine. Lo yim karenu b'chanos. He can't sell it in a shop. Ela imkain hoidia, unless he tells the clients, the purchaser, that that wine has got water mixed in with it. Otherwise, he is, so you know, it's fraudulent. It's deceitful. Velo letagar, and to a merchant, he can't sell it. Afal pi shodio sheina el laramo espo. So he can't sell it to a merchant, even if he informed the merchant that it's mixed with water. And the reason being that the merchant would take the wine only in order to use it deceitfully. Meaning a merchant, you know, we don't trust the merchant that he's going to then tell purchasers who are going to buy the wine from him that it's in fact got a bit of water in it. So you can't sell to a merchant under any circumstances. And Makom shenahagu lahatil ma'an b'yayin, in a place where it was the custom to put water in wine. So now it's a different scenario, because now what they used to do was taka, put the water into the wine. Now it's not a deceit, because all the wines have got water in it, and there's actually an assumption that the wine's got water in it. So there, says the Mishnah, yatilu, they may put water into wine, and that would be that would be okay. That's a different scenario if the custom there is to mix water into the wine anyway.